Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Vice President Harris warns the Supreme Court will soon target gay rights. Woke companies vow to cover travel costs for workers' abortions. Judge in New York stops non-citizens from voting. Inflation beefs up the price of 4th of July barbecues. Also ahead, the Great Gun Con. But first, Kamala Harris speaking with CNN, warning Americans the justices will soon target issues like gay marriage and contraception. The Democrat urging voters to elect more progressive politicians this November so Congress can codify Roe into federal law. Latest polls show the public evenly split on the court's Roe v. Wade decision, which of course would override any new law set in Congress. But Vice President Harris doesn't seem to understand that for some reason. Disney, Netflix, Paramount Pictures, Facebook, other woke companies will cover expenses if workers have to travel for an abortion. The corporations employ thousands of people in places that could soon see limited procedures on the abortion situation. Said a spokesperson for Disney, quote, "We understand the impact of the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade. We remain committed to providing reproductive care for all of our employees, no matter where they live," unquote. Disney stock down 50% in a year. A judge in Staten Island, New York, blocking a law that says foreign nationals can vote in local elections. Last January, New York became the first city in the country to allow non-citizens to cast ballots. The measure grants voting rights to 800,000 migrants across the five boroughs, but the judge says no, it's a violation of the New York state constitution, which it is. Inflation hammering Americans financially, everybody knows that. The cost of a cookout on 4th of July will be the most expensive in history. Prices up 25% compared to last year for ground beef, hot dogs, buns, cheese, ice cream, potato chips, chicken, lemonade, and potato salad, all up 50%. The average price for a barbecue this summer, $75. Last summer, $60. In a moment, lying about guns. Right back. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. After the Supreme Court threw out New York State's harsh law against law-abiding citizens carrying guns, how many times did you hear left-wingers say there will now be more mass murder? Hundreds of times? Thousands? Well, let's take a look at the Green Mountain State. Vermont has the second least restrictive gun laws in the USA. The first is Mississippi. Permit to purchase in Vermont? No. Permit to carry? No. Firearm registration? No. Registration of handguns? No. So you can do whatever you want as far as guns in Vermont. Well, You would think that would lead to Wild West shootouts, correct? No. Last year, Vermont saw 9 murders. Let's compare Vermont to the city of Baltimore, because both have populations of roughly 600,000 people. They're equal. Unlike Vermont, Baltimore does require a permit to purchase a handgun. The city also demands another license to carry a weapon outside the home. Okay, here are the crime stats for 2021. As reported, homicides in Vermont, 9. In Baltimore, 337. Non-fatal shootings, Vermont, 40. Baltimore, 730. Armed robberies, Vermont, 100. Baltimore, 2,800. Felony assault, Vermont, 500. Baltimore, 3,000, 6 times as many. Once again, Vermont, lenient gun laws. Baltimore, strict gun laws. So what's going on? It is the criminal gang factor. There is a narcotics problem in Vermont, but it is not inner city driven because there are very few cities. They're mostly towns, like Burlington, Montpelier. But there are not a lot of organized criminal drug gangs. In Baltimore and other large American cities, these gangs are running wild because prosecutors will not crack down on them. And the drug gangs are all armed. And they shoot each other, and civilians get killed in the crossfire. The murder rate, as everybody knows, is horrific in places like Chicago and LA and New York. Horrific. So it doesn't matter about guns because criminals never buy guns legally. Law-abiding citizens are not going to commit gun crimes. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine all prove that. Yet the liberals will not stop the propaganda. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. It will enhance your life. Also, for a great summer read, my number one best-selling book, Killing the Killers, is still out there. I hope you check it. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 51 years ago today, a young boy was born in Pretoria, South Africa. Within a few decades, he would forever change digital media, space exploration, and electric cars. Here is the story of Elon Musk. He was born on June 28, 1971. By the age of 10, he was obsessed with technology. At 13, the teenager began developing video games. In 1988, at age 17, Musk moved to Canada to avoid South Africa's mandatory military service. He was vehemently opposed to the country's apartheid government. Arriving in the USA, Musk studied at the University of Pennsylvania and then enrolled in Stanford. However, Elon wasn't there for very long. He dropped out of Stanford after 48 hours. Then he embarked on his career. In his mid-20s, Musk developed software that created online maps. He sold that company to computer manufacturer Compaq for $300 million. So now Elon Musk, in his mid-20s, is what they call a gazillionaire. He then founded an online transaction platform called PayPal. That service was purchased by eBay for $1.5 billion. Elon is now a billionaire. He began focusing on space exploration in 2002. 3 years later, he founded Tesla, the most successful electric car company ever. Elon joined Twitter in 2009, quickly gained 85 million followers. That's more than I have. He became a vocal critic of Twitter's policies limiting free speech after the company censored major stories like the Hunter Biden laptop scandal, COVID, and climate change. Musk bid to buy Twitter at $54 a share, but that has not gone through yet. Today, the 51-year-old is the richest man in the world, total net worth $265 billion, and here's something else you might not know. The billionaire is a big fan of James Bond. He recently bought a submarine using the movie The Spy Who Loved Me, $1 million. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.